Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. This morning I did a Dharma talk, as I always do right before we celebrate a festival. But unfortunately I forgot to put the battery in the recorder, so I did the Dharma talk without recording it. And I thought I'd do another version of it. I've been thinking, kind of sitting with the fact of death recently. I have four sisters, and in the last few months, two of my sisters have come very close to death. And when people die or come close to death who we're close to, we're carried along and the adventure in a kind of visceral way. The Buddha talked about two opposites. One of them he called eternalism, and the other one extinction. And in modern Western society, at any rate, these are the opposites which tend to dominate the views that most people have of death. One of them is that upon dying, you go to a state of eternal reward or punishment. The other one is that upon dying, there's nothing but extinction. That's it for you. You go into it's just extinction. Well, if a person has genuine past life memories, it should be rather obvious that for that person anyway, these two opposites are not very satisfying. I may not be the same person whose karma I have inherited, yet I'm not completely different from that person either. Somehow when that person died, and when I eventually came into existence and picked up some of that karma, there's a continuation of something, and there's also a change. So extinction doesn't fit that experience, and neither does some eternal state of reward or punishment in some other realm. There may be rebirth in other realms, but none of them is going to be eternal. They're all transitory. All rebirths are transitory. Remember, Master Jiyu used to use a simple metaphor when she talked about death. She pointed out that when a light bulb burns out, the electricity flowing through the wires that made the light possible has not fundamentally changed in any way. It's not made significantly less or greater by the seeming extinction of that light bulb. You can plug another, you can remove that light bulb and put another one in, and there's the light again. And I'll relate once again a little experience I had the day that Ramesh or Jiyu died that strongly for me confirms this point of view. It's not the only thing that confirms it. Intuition confirms it too. And perhaps other experiences as well. Certainly experience of Kensho strongly confirmed it for me. But at any rate, on this day in 1996, November of 1996, I happened to be 500 miles away from her, Master Jiyu, driving around the city of Olympia doing business. And that morning, while I was driving around, some words kept running through my mind in a kind of repeating, naturally rising mantra. These words were, "Your true life, or our true life, is not diminished by death." Our true life is not diminished by death. Well, shortly after I got home from my business, I got the call. One of the monks told me that Master Jiyu had died. Well, I don't think it's reaching too far to interpret this as just the eternal giving me teaching that would help me accept and understand the meaning of my master's death and the reality of it, which is that in the real sense, my master was not gone. In appearance, she was gone. I would never see her again as a living human being. But what she really is was not diminished by death, not ended by death. And indeed, ever since then, I've continued to feel that she is with me as much as she was before. In some ways, even more. There are things we can do to prepare for death, and I think that as we get older, we naturally gravitate towards these things. But especially if we're training in the way of the Buddhas and ancestors. You know, whenever we recite the rules for meditation as part of midday service, we come to those lines. That line, cut all ties, give up everything. That can be expressed slightly differently as offer everything back to the eternal. Offer everything up to the eternal. And there's no better advice for when we come to the time of our death. Just offer it all up to the eternal. Don't try to hold on to anything. Don't fight it. Embrace it. Trust. Another thing we can do in our lifetime, in our present lifetime, that will help so much at that time, is to really work on looking up rather than down spiritually, on not despairing, on not feeding despair. On learning to recognize when despair starts to arise within us, and on making right use of the will so that we don't allow ourselves to be swept away or submerged by the despair. Sometimes it can take a lot of training just to recognize when despair is arising. It can have some rather subtle forms, not always gross forms. But at that time, to look up in faith, to look up spiritually. And speaking of faith, well, there's childlike faith. That trust that there is a goodness and a benevolence at the heart of existence, no matter what is going on around us, no matter how bad things get, no matter how crazy and unkind people get, no matter how crazy and desperate the world gets, there is at the heart of existence a goodness and compassion and benevolence that we can always implicitly trust, and that whether we recognize it or not is always offering us a new way forward is always offering us a helping hand. Rumi Master so often said, "Look with the eyes of a Buddha, and you will see the heart of a Buddha." And that is the very essence of childlike faith. Childlike faith is very closely allied with humility. Because if we start with the real understanding that I am not God, then it is much easier to trust that there is nothing in me that is not of God. But if we have to be the center of the universe, and everything that we want has to happen, or there's something wrong with the universe, then we're simply setting ourselves up to see evil where evil does not really exist. Rumi Master also sometimes said, "The leaf goes where the wind blows and does not disobey the wind." When she spoke of willingness, she meant that great-hearted yes that we're all capable of saying, that we're all capable of allowing to manifest and be expressed in our actions. That great positive yes, that willingness to go wherever the Eternal leads us, through any difficulty, and to continue on through any heavenly state as well, not to get stuck with any imagined achievement, but to follow the Eternal and continue following and understand that the following is an end in itself. Being true to our own true nature is an end in itself. We do this in life. It's the very essence of training. Why not do it when we die as well? Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.